The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our encouragement talk will be given this evening by Dharma holder Reverend Paul Galvin, our Tanto.
Once Shakyamuni Buddha twirled a flower in front of his gathered assembly of disciples. And only Mahakashapa cracked a smile. Do you think he planned to smile? I don't. There is something here in that smile. Maybe he could have cried. At least for me, sometimes the tear is the most authentic presentation that I offer the world. And a smile is lovely too. I don't think he planned to smile. I actually think he didn't plan on anything. He was probably settling in. Mahakashapa was probably settling in, tussling a little bit to get a good view as far as of the Buddha, but was just there, was just present. And in our language here, which is everyday language, but in our language, he was showing up and he was ready. I like to think that while he didn't plan on smiling, that he probably prepared a fair amount not to smile. It's not like a marathon practice of smiling. He didn't look in the mirror or whatever was available to smile, but he did prepare. He prepared in showing up. And the odd thing about preparing to show up is to just show up. Maybe Mahakashapa was like us, juggling our schedule to find time to come to a sesshin, come to an intensive practice period where others are gathered around him. And practicing themselves, practicing showing up, and being supported both by Sangha and his teacher. This opportunity to check in, this opportunity to be seen and rest assured, I see all of you. This preparation may have been easy at times, maybe even a sense of joy. And if his practice was like my practice, and maybe like your practice, he probably started to nod off at around 3 o'clock on his seat, or struggled with knee pain or back pain. And still showing up. This is not in spite of the drowsiness. This is not overcoming the pain. It's actually with. So much, I have learned so much through drowsy zazen. See my mind chastise me when I nod off or start to slump and one of these many people inside me. I think we've been talking about that, these many selves chastise me. How can the Tanto go to sleep? Quite easily. on my seat and waking up to that. I don't think Mahakashapa planned for the joys or the sleepy zazen or the pain in his back. But they arrive. Sometimes I think that this story, and it very well may be just a story. I think this has been explored and poked by all of us, the teachers indeed, and in Dharma dialogue, really looking at this, historical fact or not, there is a truth here. It's a truth that flows through the generations and the centuries and the millenniums. There's a truth to this because each one of us is sitting, each one of us is practicing, each one of us is preparing to show up simply by showing up. Some of us may quibble in the sense of, yeah, but I have to have this support cushion, or my foot keeps falling asleep. I don't know about you folks, but I've been struggling with dead leg quite a bit today. And maybe there is this story that comes up that how am I showing up here? How am I, not just Mahakashapa, but how am I a Buddha sitting here? A Buddha practicing to be Buddha. This Buddha that is practicing to reveal the very nature, this Buddha nature. As I look out here, not only do I see you, I see a field of flowers sitting still and twirling in your seats. What an opportunity here that we have to come together. I need this time. And I'm not going to shy away from that word. I've maybe wanted this time, sure, but I've discovered that I need this time. I don't live in this temple. Michael does. And even Michael doesn't live in Sesshin. In one level, yes, there's always Sesshin going on. Sesshin here, Sesshin outside of the temple. And I come to Sesshin because I do not live at this temple. And I live in this world. This world is none other than this temple. And none other than this Sesshin. And there's something about coming together like this, that I have the opportunity to be exposed. Exposed to you, sure, in these words. And I think more importantly, exposed to myself. There's a rumor that tonight is the last night of Sesshin. I'm going to validate that rumor for you. But it doesn't mean that Sesshin is over. There are an infinite number of moments and opportunities to be exposed and to show up. What a wonderful opportunity for us to do this together. Thank you.